constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Hi, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and you are listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. And tonight's topic is your racism killing you? Yep, you heard that right. Is your racism killing you? And this is an important thing because there's a lot of marketing based on racism that is actually getting people to rush into dangerous tests that signify nothing and convince these same people to submit to deadly therapy. So this exploitation of people's fundamental belief in racism that is a very big linchpin to the murder of 860,000 Americans by the medical industrial complex. As always, I welcome your calls. And our call number is 800-313-9443. And we have a great chat room going at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. Okay, so let's get right to it here. Now, racism is a pretty heavily charged word, so we're going to stick with the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And it says that racism is the ideology that humans are divided into separate and exclusive biological entities called races, and that there's a causal link between inherited physical traits and behavioral features, and of course that some races are inherently superior to others. Now, I think it's really unfortunate back in the 60s, the civil rights movement was taken over by the spin doctors, and racism against other people was condemned, and oh my God, it's a terrible thing. But what about racist views against yourself? What about racist views that you harbor toward yourself? What about feeling that you are good or bad because of your race? This is just as dangerous, just as harmful, and even more deadly, actually, than having racist views towards other people. So today, I'm going to reveal to you how your racism could be guiding you toward the deadly meat grinder called medical intervention. And let's start with a big one, a real biggie. This is heart disease. Now, heart disease, the marketing for heart disease has now culminated to the point where even doctors are saying, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong. But let's start at the beginning. The beginning would be somewhere around 1970-something. Heart disease was at that time described as a disease of white male executives who had a high stress job and a type A personality. Now, the white male piece plays on an individual's belief that their race actually determines whether or not they get heart disease. So if you believe that, and let's just say you're a white male, you're going to say, oh my God, I better get tested. Let's say you're not a white male. Then you might say, well, wait a minute, I'm just as good as a white male. I need to get tested too. So this characterization, this racist positioning of heart disease, it does these two things. It makes every white male subject himself to the highly unreliable tests and dangerous tests. Everyone's heard of people dropping dead on the treadmill, doing the treadmill test. What really killed this person? Underlying heart disease? You can quibble about that, but certainly, had they not taken that stress test, they would have lived quite a bit longer. And so people are submitting themselves to dangerous tests based on their internal racist belief that their propensity to have a disease is somehow related to their race. And of course, this positioning, juxtaposing this racial category with executive high-stress job, basically what you're saying is, we'd like all high-income white males to please come and pay as much money as possible to the industry. So this is basically a shout-out to tell people to bring their checkbook and maybe even deed to their house and ante up. And of course, they should do this because they have a high-stress job and they have this a type A personality, which is, of course, a detriment, but always painted in positive terms. And so this traps and attracts the most lucrative section of the market. And if you'll notice, whenever a disease gets introduced, it's always directed towards the most lucrative or financially able section of the market. And so then, of course, it positions a disease as an elite object, almost a possession, and gets people to seek to have this possession, the way you would seek to have, say, maybe an expensive car. And this positioning then gets other segments of society who are racist, who believe in this separation of diseases according to race, it gets them to aspire to take the same test. Now, when I was in medical school, of course, we practiced on the poor and the powerless. And I thought, surely, they were going to teach me the real stuff. The stuff that works, the stuff you would share with your family, friends, and paying clients. And I happened in medical school to have, of course, I went to business school while I was in medical school. When I entered business school, I had a friend. This friend was a doctor who exclusively cared for the wealthy. One day he said, so Jennifer, come meet me at my office. I said, okay. So I met him at his office. Whoa. Man, it looked like a posh executive suite. Now, this is a doctor whose office was located in a teaching hospital heavily subsidized by the government. And so I said, what happens here? What kind of patients come here? He said, oh, wealthy executives come here. And they get their annual exams, of course, a cardiac workup. I said, well, what do you do? Well, what do you do for them and how much does it cost? He said, well, $900. This is 1982. $900 was a pretty good chunk of change. He says, we do EKGs, stress tests, liver medications. I said, well, anything else? He says, well, Jennifer, we just do the same stuff that you learn in medical school. Just about fell over. The same painful, ineffective stuff we were doing for the welfare patients in the clinics is what the wealthy were getting. Oh, my God. Murder with the amenities. At the tender age of 24, I was just about stunned. I have to tell you. course, I comforted myself with the fact that I didn't have to do these things. As a doctor, I could always exercise medical judgment. But guess what? The racial positioning of heart disease exploits, like I said, a racist belief. The belief that race determines as afflicting white, wealthy men. And it targeted, like I said, the high-end segment of the population, most able to pay on a whim, and pandered to their racism. We're going to find out the next week.
No, please don't go.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Give such delight.
With Dr. Daniels. We're talking about how a person's racist beliefs make them more vulnerable to murder by medicine. Now, in the case of heart disease, when they were actually administering deadly tests, like stress tests, of course, which has been since discredited, found to be unreliable, although, of course, they still do it, these racist marketing positionings can only work if you in your heart believe that a disease can target people based on the color of their skin. The disease can actually tell if the body it's in is black, white, yellow, or brown, and the disease actually has a preference. And so that wasn't enough, because they only skimmed the market. Then the marketing changed. In the 80s, heart disease was a disease, I'm sorry, in the 90s, it became a disease of women. The hidden disease of women. Women who didn't have chest pain, had absolutely no symptoms, were being discriminated against because they had tons of heart disease that was going undiagnosed. So women would go into the emergency room with whatever complaint, not have their heart attacks diagnosed, and later, maybe later on the next day or the next week or the next month, it would be discovered that the woman had, and indeed, had a heart attack. Now, so women took this sign. It's a sign of inequality. In fact, they felt it was a sign of equality to have a diagnosis of heart disease, or at least the barrage of tests. And this, of course, gave a big boost to the industry. Now, in the mid-90s, I was in medical practice in Syracuse, New York, and I was the consummate volunteer. So I was approached by some not-for-profit group. I said, oh, Dr. Danis, would you please give us a talk on heart disease in women? I said, we're very, very concerned that heart disease is only being diagnosed in white men. And we women believe that we are being shortchanged. I said, well, I'll look into it, and of course I'll give the talk. But I always decide that I need to go research a topic, find out what's going on, and, you know, before I talk about it, just like a little bit of knowledge. So I went to the medical school library, and I started looking up women and undiagnosed heart disease. And what do you know? Yes, it's true. Women were going to the emergency room with complaints. They would have heart attacks that were going undiagnosed. And so the Veterans Administration Hospital decided it would do a study of women who were diagnosed early with their heart attacks and people who were diagnosed where the diagnosis was missed. And what they found is women who had the diagnosis missed, undetected, actually had better outcomes than those whose heart attack was actually diagnosed right there in the emergency room on the spot. And so, of course, I did give the presentation, but I could not take the position that women were being harmed by this discrimination, or that they were being harmed by not having the same medical label enjoyed by white male executives. Nevertheless, women all decided that they would go out and get tested. In the late 90s, all of a sudden, heart disease was a disease of, again, white males, but not wealthy white males. Now it was a disease of Joe Sixpack, redneck, who had a high meat diet and, of course, had high cholesterol. So everyone had to get their cholesterol checked. And, of course, again, there was a feeling, and blacks would come to my office and say, Dr. Daniels, I should be tested for cholesterol, even though I'm not a white male. I have every right to be thoroughly tested, thoroughly diagnosed, and take the latest medications. And that's why, darn it, I make sure I have health insurance. Of course, again, I trotted back to the library, looked up this whole cholesterol thing, and really couldn't be too impressed by the benefits of it. Nevertheless, in the late 90s, this was a Joe Sixpack disease, this heart disease, could now discriminate not only according to race or gender, but also income. And, of course, whether or not you drank alcohol. So, again, if you were not fundamentally racist or classist, you'd have to laugh at this. Like, you know, wait a minute. How does a disease know what your income is? Is there some activity that high-income people engage in, like golfing? Who knows what the activity is? That the medical profession believes is a marker for heart disease. But the medical profession never came up with any activity or lifestyle habits that seem to be characteristic of any one particular group, except, of course, Joe Sixpack and his six-pack, his six-pack of beer, and high meat diet. Well, then something happened in the year 2000. All of a sudden, I won't say the year 2000, but in the mid to late 2000s, all of a sudden, heart disease became a disease of poor blacks who were stressed by racist oppression and suffered hypertension and heart disease. Well, then even the doctors had to complain. The doctors had to say, wait a minute. Was this a disease of wealthy white men just 15 years ago? And, of course, the cardiology contingent had absolutely no shame. And they said, yes, it was, and now it is, and that's that, and don't question it. And so now, here we are, 2014, and heart disease is now a disease of blacks. And this is a total meandering of this disease with no epidemiology at all associated with it. So we don't know if it's associated with inadequate water intake, living in the mountains, living in the valleys, drinking tap water, who knows, drinking mild water. We don't know. So there's no, this disease is totally determined by race and class. And if the individuals in our culture did not believe in classism / racism, they would look at these marketing messages and just dismiss them. Like, oh, that's ridiculous. Well, you can tell me something about a disease that makes sense, then maybe I'll get tested for it. But no. We have a whole country obsessed with diseases that are defined only by their race. That's the heart disease story. The chat room says, everybody has an equal right to be punished by government and industry. Yes, perhaps. But people also have a right to be aware, that they're being punished. And I think it helps to provide this information so people have their suspicions or have their doubts, feel encouraged to act on those suspicions, to stay home, and to say, you know what? Only one heart attack in 20 is deadly. And people who have chest pain, less than one episode in 20 of chest pain is a heart attack. So you've got something that has less than one chance in 400 of killing you. I mean, are you really going to interrupt dinner and call an ambulance over it? This is something to think about. Then another disease, which was heavily marketed with racism, is asthma. Now, I would just like to say that prior to medical school, I lived most of my childhood in black neighborhoods. You could refer to them as ghettos, that would be a reasonable description. And in some places that my family lived, there were a lot of roaches. No one ever got sick from it.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Give such delight.
So here we are back. I'd like to give you a little more background so you can understand the medical asthma story. So as a kid, I grew up in several homes that had roaches. I had friends on the street who had roaches. And everyone, of course, was incredibly embarrassed about roaches, but they appeared to be everywhere. And there were no people with asthma. In fact, the first person I ever met who even had a problem breathing was when I was 13 years old, and I was being integrated into the white school. And so a young white female said to me, I have breathing problems, and I wear this thing around my neck with my emergency medicine. And I said, oh, how nice. I'm glad you got that under control. And I didn't think anything more about it until I got to medical school. And in medical school, I was told, get this, that asthma is a disease of white, middle-class, hysterical girls who were emotionally high-strung and would have asthma attacks whenever they were emotionally upset. I thought that was really pretty shocking that somebody would have an asthma attack over such a thing, and that they would even go to the doctor just because they were emotionally upset. And in medical school, we were then told that asthma was, for the most part, a harmless disease until medications became available and people were fully medicated, and then people started dying of asthma. And this is why it's so important for us to diagnose all of these white, middle-class, hysterical girls who are emotionally high-strung. Now, this was a message that was put out to the medical school class, but also just to the public. And so what does this message say? It says that asthma can racially tell and distinguish its victims by race. It can actually tell by race, and it attacks its victim based on their race. And not only that, but it can tell how much money their parents have. Because the word here is middle class. So one or two working parents, again, marketing is really what's going on here. So they're targeting people or families who have an income. And, of course, hysterical girls, what girls aren't hysterical at the age of 13? So this gets parents to think that if their daughter complains about a curfew or something like that, then she's being hysterical. And, oh, my skin, I'm white. Mm-hmm. Middle class, yep. One or two parents are working, let's go to the doctor and find out why this is going on. And so, again, this is mere marketing. Now, if the individuals, such as, let's say, the parents in this case, would say, wait a minute, since when does skin color determine an illness? That's nonsense. They would just stay home and tell their apparently hysterical or unreasonable teenage daughter that, you know, deal with it, whatever it is. But no, they came to the doctor, got medicines, and asthma became a deadly disease. And so what happened then was they sold as much medicine as they could, as many offices, as much testing as they could to people who were employed. Medicare, Medicaid, insurance for the poor or the unemployed came along. And then the marketing message changed. So once the market was saturated, once those who had money were able to purchase whatever it was the medical industry was selling, there was a new face of asthma. The new asthmatic was defined as a poor inner-city child who was having asthma due to roach dander. Yes, got that, roach dander. Now, I found this totally preposterous and, of course, insulting. As a person who grew up in the ghetto and had a lot of exposure to roaches, nobody in my family had asthma. Nobody in the neighborhood had asthma. No one even in the school had asthma. And it was just, so when I heard this in medical school, not medical school, not out of medical school, actually medical practice, that roach dander is now believed to be the cause of asthma, I said, this is a bunch of nonsense. But again, in order to believe the marketing, one has to have a belief in racism, a belief that there are different groups of humans as distinguished by race, and, get this, a disease can recognize what race the person is. I think that's pretty neat. And so the marketing then for asthma had gone full circle. And so this type of marketing sends a message to the public that based on their race / income / gender, they are at greater risk for disease. Now, just so you really get how absurd this is, let's talk about breast cancer. Now, breast cancer was initially a disease that could strike any woman. And they tried to target it towards working women. And what that would do, obviously, is you're targeting income, targeting someone who's actually working, someone who has a disposable income. And this went pretty well. And women started just lining up for their mammograms, for their breast exams. And in medical school, the picture of mammograms was painted as so rosy, and the therapy for breast cancer is so effective that everybody should get their mammograms on schedule. And the schedule back then was first mammogram at age 50, every 2 years until 60, and yearly after that until 70. Now, of course, we medical students were just so thrilled at this great breakthrough that we ask, well, why can't we give mammograms to everybody? Everybody. Like teenage girls. I said, no, I won't really help her. So then breast cancer evolved from a gender disease, females only, to females with a certain breast cancer, BRAC gene. And that wasn't enough. They had to get men in on the act. So I said, okay, men are getting breast cancer in not as big a number as women. And they actually tried to, in the late 90s, market mammograms to men. Well, unfortunately, the men were not going for it. They just weren't going for it. They just felt that if they really had breast cancer, they were going to take their chances. And so that market just never took off. They couldn't get the men to line up for breast exams and mammograms. And I'm sure this saved a lot of male lives. And the same way that the men totally collapsed the market just by not believing this this message, not believing that a disease would attack them just based on the fact that they had two breasts. And it's the same belief or the same protection really everyone can access by simply deciding that they're not going to follow the hype, that they're not going to go for any disease that's introduced as being a hazard based on either gender or race. And I was personally shocked at how men's total refusal to even accept this marketing message just collapsed the market. They were trying to get us doctors in the late 90s to send our patients, for our male patients, for mammograms. And you can imagine talking to a man about mammography, and the reaction, of course, is just really just hilarious. And of course, it was targeted as a white male issue, you know, white males being at risk for breast cancer. And the white males just totally did not take the bait. And this caused them to not be a victim of this medical marketing. And so the cure for this racist marketing is simply to ignore the message. To say, wait a minute, if this disease attacks people based on their race, then it's a bunch of nonsense. I'm not going for it. It's not going to happen. Of course, I think that men, white men, refuse this message more based on the fact that they were convinced that there's no way their breasts could be big enough to justify a mammogram, and they weren't not going to do it. I also just want to mention, by the way, that the replay is now available. We'll talk more about it. Morning light.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. 'Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. I'd like to mention our call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll take questions at the top of the hour, and our chat room is healingwithdrdaniels.chatmango.com. So the announcement I wanted to make when the break started is that the webinar replay is up. So please visit vitalitycapsules.com to hear the Live with Dr. Daniels webinar replay. Topic is Healing Made Easy. So, check that out at vitalitycapsules.com. Now, one other disease, which has really been marketed in terms of racial bias, is obesity. And so, and this is actually what doctors are told, and I've been told this for many years, is that obesity is serious, it's expensive, and whoever is overweight is costing the rest of us lots of money, and is being irresponsible. They even go on to say that the annual medical cost of obesity in the United States is $147 billion, even more if you're correct, in present-day dollars. And the medical cost for people who are obese is $1,429. So this is a tremendous financial burden on the country. Now, who is the fattest? Of course, Flex have the highest age-adjusted rates of obesity. It's 47.8%. That's pretty darn high. Don't tell you here is that Hispanics, non-black Hispanics, as opposed to non-Hispanic blacks, if you're not confused yet, so people of Hispanic descent had the highest rate of obesity in 2011, and they had the longest life expectancy of any group of Americans. So they don't tell you is that this group of people with the highest rate of obesity in 2011 actually had the longest life expectancy. Now, the second fattest group at the time was African Americans, and they had the worst, the lowest life expectancy, or say black males. Black women are somewhere in between. So we see that there's really zero correlation between obesity and life expectancy. Now, there may be an association with healthcare costs because doctors, maybe they tend to do more tests on people who are overweight. Maybe they tend to do more surgery on people who are overweight. But in terms of life expectancy and health, the fattest group in America enjoyed the longest life expectancy and the greatest health. Now, in 2011, they also kept numbers in terms of healthcare costs, and the Hispanics also had the lowest healthcare costs. So we find then that if you just take this presentation of obesity percentages and then you say that it's very expensive and the medical costs for people who are obese were $1,429 higher, and then these are averages, right, than those of normal weight, you get the impression that people who are, in this case, black, have a condition that's very expensive, and that the rest of us, whatever that might be, the implication is non-blacks and non-overweight people are having to pay for it. So it's very interesting when this type of racial information is collated and given out as health statistics. Of course, the implication is the fatter you are, the sicker you are. The practical observation is the fattest people in the United States, by race, if you want to go by that, were actually turned out to be the healthiest. Now, things have changed. It's 2014, and Hispanics have dropped to second place in terms of obesity, and blacks have taken over first place. However, the relative life expectancy of Hispanics has not changed. They're still number one in life expectancy. And the relative life expectancy of blacks has not changed. They're still the lowest in life expectancy. So if you had that piece of information, then you would probably deduce that obesity does not have as tight a relationship to health as we are led to believe, and that it's not clear that blacks have the highest healthcare costs, or that this obesity is associated with anything at all. So what happens then is this information, which has zero predictive value, is given out there and used to appeal to people's racist beliefs and to get them to feel comfortable making healthcare decisions based on their particular race. And this can only lead one place, and that's to medical murder. The fate, unfortunately, of 860,000 Americans in the year 2012. And, of course, there's every reason to believe that this trend is worsening. So, we have a question. Let's take a question from Wes in Idaho. Hi, Wes. What's your question tonight? Oh, he dropped. Okay. All right. We lost Wes. Let's go to our chat room. Had a lot going on in our chat room tonight. Okay. So, all right, so people are concerned that the guys who like NASCAR might be at increased risk for heart disease. Well, according to the marketers for heart disease, they pretty much marketed toward every single group in the United States. They covered the women, they covered the white males, now they covered all blacks. And so they have taken this disease and marketed it really to each segment of the society, extracting maximum amount of profit from each group. Now, the other thing, let's see what else I'm saying. Oh, yes, Gardasil. Okay, so Gardasil. Gardasil, many of you know, is a vaccine that prevents, or is marketed as preventing cervical cancer in girls. Actually, women. Women get cervical cancer. Cervical cancer is not a disease of people under the age of 20. It's a disease of women who are sexually active. So, this is first marketed is give your young girls, give your daughters Gardasil. It will help prevent the human papilloma wart virus, which is the cause of cervical cancer. So they've been giving this Gardasil vaccine for some time now. This is 2014. They've been giving it for at least 10 years. And it's really a shock that it's become mandatory in so many different circles. When I say circles, I mean different states have made it mandatory for girls to go to school. And what they've now found out about the Gardasil vaccine is this.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
With finance.